KNT 960.
Welcome back. We're talking with Lee Kessler, veteran television and film actor. And Lee Kessler is also the author of the espionage novels White King and The Doctor and White King Rising. Both books are a great read. This is a thrilling suspense novel inspired by actual events. Lee, thanks for holding on with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
And Lee, talking about the fact that these are inspired by actual events. I mean, there's been some real-life scenarios that are strikingly similar to events in your book.
Yeah, quite a few of them, frankly. That was a bit alarming when they started to happen. But, for example, White King Rising opens with the Doctor hiding in plain sight in a different part of the world and beginning the restaging of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations into Latin America. And, of course, this was written before it really became public knowledge that that is starting to happen now. And so I was looking at a conspiracy, if you will, between Venezuela, Cuba, the FARC, the narco-terrorists, the drug cartels, and Al-Qaeda as they begin placing themselves south of our border. And that's the opening of the second book. And then the Fort Hood shooting occurred right on the day that I was doing my first pre-launch book signing, and the very way that that man was turned, if you will, into a terrorist is a lot of the story of the Trojan horse, so it's chilling, and the counter-terrorist guys didn't miss that. They caught it immediately.
You know, Lee, just alarming. I mean, Lee, if you are even remotely close to the truth in what you've been writing about, this thing is going to play out right here in our own living rooms, isn't it?
Yes, and someone yesterday said to me, so this enemy is outside the door now. And I said, actually, it's what you just pointed out, Larry. It's in the living room already. It's in our lives right now. But the good news is that once you recognize that and face it, you go, oh, okay, wow, I can handle that. But it's here. It's here.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Lee.
No, that's all right. That's part of why I wrote them in fiction, because some truths are so horrifying that you almost can't face it. In fact, Steve Lucky points that out a lot when he's talking to people about me or about the books. He said, look, we know what's happening, but the reality of it would be so shocking to Americans that they couldn't face some of it. But through her stories and through the fiction and through the characters, you come to see the truth in a way that you can accept. And then when you swing around and actually face it in real life, you can handle it.
And, you know, you've mentioned Steve Lucky, who is an international counter-terror specialist. You've had some huge endorsements on your book.
Yes.
Major General Paul Vallee, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly.
Vallee.
Thank you for helping me with that. He's U.S. Army retired chairman for Stand Up America USA and Save Our Democracy Now. There are so many others. And then Gerald R. Molin, Academy Award winning producer of Schindler's List and Jurassic Park.
Oh, yes. He's been a wonderful asset this year and a great supporter, and especially coming from the point of view of the entertainment industry, he sees different things in these stories. He calls me the storyteller.
Yes. Lee, your website is whitekingrising.com. What will people find when they go to your website?
Well, they'll be able to see video of TV interviews. They'll be able to listen to radio interviews, read portions of the book, see all kinds of review quotes in there, synopses. There's all kinds of wonderful, fascinating stuff, pictures, book signings. It's a fun site.
And can people get your book as well on your website?
Yes, if they go through that website, it's going to be a signed copy because that would ultimately come to me. They can, of course, go to Amazon and so on. But if they go to whitekingrising.com, I can get them a signed copy.
Fantastic. WhiteKingRising.com. Lee, if I've got just a couple of questions left, but if I can ask you, you talk about Generation Y and that this has a huge part in defeating the enemy. What do you mean? Who is Generation Y?
Generation Y are these millennial kids. They're the ones that would be in their teens and in the 20-somethings right now. And they're the target. If that generation goes, we go. And the Soviets knew long ago that if you can take down two generations back to back, you can cave in a society. So if you compromise ethics, morals, education, all that, and economy as well, you can take down a society. So they've been targeting us, but that particular generation is the target. And they also, White King Rising is the story of two young boys from that generation, one a Grandmaster Chess Champion from the first book, who's connected now with a new hero who's a boy from the hood, you know, a boy from the ghetto, mm-hmm. who figures out how to defeat this guy at his own game and use the things that Generation Y is familiar with, their technologies, the things that they do. Some things that we even consider weaknesses in them get turned into strengths and get reversed and run this enemy right off the field. It's quite exciting. But we have to help this generation, and I believe they're key. They've got to be a hero generation now. They can't stay the trophy generation, you know, that's given trophies just for showing up because nobody views them capable of handling defeat or loss or failure or setbacks. They've got to become the hero generation, and I hope my stories help them do that.
And ladies and gentlemen, this book grabs you. I mean, it grabs you from the very first pages. Lee, I'm about half to three-quarters of the way through with the book. I can't wait to get to the ending. It reads like a motion picture. I have to ask you, is there a movie deal in the works?
Yes. Yeah, we're very close now with The White King and the Doctor, which will be the first one. I'll be writing a third one for the trilogy, but the first book is going to make a fantastic... It's what they call in Hollywood a thinking man's thriller. So it's very suspenseful and will have all the aspects of a thriller. But it gets you thinking every step of the way, and it's a smart movie, and so I'm pretty excited. But it's coming together very, very nicely, and it won't be long before we'll have that done.
Well, I can't wait to look for that. That's going to be fantastic. Lee, once again, the website is whitekingrising.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to her website, you buy it's available at all the major bookstores, right, Lee?
Yes, especially the online ones where you get it so fast. But if they don't have it, people can order it, of course. But
if they go to your website, they can get a signed copy, and I think that would be the way to go. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, Lee, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on Your Insurance Matters. Well, it was great to chat with you.
Thank you. I appreciate being on and having a chance to talk with you, and congratulations to Leonard on winning the book there.
Absolutely. We'll get that out to him. Lee, thank you. It was a pleasure. I can't wait to finish the book, and then I can't wait for the motion picture.
Okay, and I'll look forward to your feedback.
Okay, Lee, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Lee. And ladies and gentlemen, now from terrorism to healthcare reform.